Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, he doesn't look anything like State Representative Ray Felder. That's because she is sick, couldn't be with us today. So I reached into my tool bag and I said, you know somebody who's always interesting to talk to that I haven't had on in a while? It's Dr. Scott Oliver, who is an optometrist here in Rock Hill. He does a weekly program called Watch Your Eyes along with his brother David, and it's fascinating information. So I said, hey, Scott, you got nothing to do. How about coming on the show? Well, you got nothing to do, right?
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So for those who have not met you yet, and I know that's just a couple of people, but
right.
Tell them a little bit about your background, if you would.
Name's Scott Oliver. I was born up in Burlington, North Carolina, but moved down here when I was like a month old. Grew up here, went to junior high school at Rawson Road in Northwestern, and went up to college up at Elon, and then went to optometry school in Memphis. And my father started the practice that we're in right now in 1963. And Bill Oliver, and my brother David joined us in 1995, and so we've been practicing together as a family for a long time.
Ooh.
My dad's retired, and so it's my brother David and myself. Dr. Dent Graham was one of the founding guys. He started working in 1941, and unfortunately Dent died this year from complications from COVID.
100 years old. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he and my dad practiced together for probably 25 years, and he always is real proud about this. He says, not a single contract. It was a handshake, and it was all it was.
Boy, I tell you what, and we tried to get him on today, couldn't make it work out, but we are going to get your dad on in the future.
Good,
because
so.
There has been so much that has changed in medicine, and we could do a whole show just on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you used to come in and get an eye examination, pay the bill, and go home.
Right.
Just to show how it's changed. Most people have some type of a health insurance plan to come in to see you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 80 to 90% of all patients are insurance paid.
And obviously that takes somebody to do all that paperwork?
Yeah, exactly right. Thank goodness for Lisa.
You have job security, Lisa, wherever you are.
Right.
Good for you. One of the things that has been so eye-opening, no pun intended, to me, when we've done this series of programs, and we're into our third year now, is how many people don't understand why they need to go see the optometrist, not the optician, but the optometrist or the ophthalmologist on an annual basis. And you pointed out in one of the programs we did here recently that just because you go to the DMV and look in the little machine and you can read the letters, That's got nothing to do with optometry.
Nope.
Nothing.
No, it's that's called a visual acuity check, and that's just checking to see how well you're seeing. What is your vision? Is it 20/20? Is it 20/100? Is it 20/400? And that those bigger the numbers, the worse the vision is. And that a lot of people think, well, I've read the eye chart, I've had an eye exam, and that's just not true. There's so much to an eye exam, from just examining the lids, the lashes, the cornea, the conjunctiva, the retina, all the stuff that's inside your eye.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
Make sure to keep it in English now.
Okay. So, just going from the front of the eye to the back of the eye, and then further, the nerves that connect the eye to the brain. We can examine those by doing visual field tests to find out if there's any type of people have had strokes, they have a usual visual field defect. We can kind of pinpoint where that is.
I mean, when I've said before that you and your equipment, when you look into somebody's eye, it really is like a mirror into the rest of the whole body.
Yeah. It's the only place, I've said this before on Watch Your Eyes, it's the only place in the human body where we can actually look at the blood vessels in the body without cutting you. We can just look directly at the vessels. You can image them by doing an MRI or doing a CT with mostly MRI or MRA. You can see the vessels, but you have to have a lot of really, really expensive tests to do that. Here we take a light and we look in your eye and we see your blood vessels. We see if there's any cholesterol plaquing. Is there any high blood pressure issues? Is there any diabetic issues with the blood vessels? See a lot.
Or, as we have talked about before on this program series, and by the way, it's right on our website at WRHI.com, right under the programming tab. You'll see Watch Your Eyes. Go back and listen to some of these programs. But we have done multiple shows about where you have found the first indications that there were some serious problems, that there was a tumor there. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know how you do that. I mean, do you actually see the tumor or do you just...
Depends on where it is. If there is a tumor, it depends on where the tumor is. If it's if it's like inside the brain, obviously we can't see the tumor there, but we can see the side effects of what the tumor is causing in the eye. And it's real specific. A pituitary tumor, we can see that quite often with visual field testing. People lose the side vision on the right and on the left, and we send them straight on over to neurology. But yeah, another patient, we can take a picture of their retina, and if they have this little pigmented spot in both right and left eye, that has a really, really high indication of colorectal cancer. And had a little 18-year-old girl that had Gardner's sign and a little pigmented sign and sent her straight to GI, and they sure ahead did some things. She had colorectal cancer. Treated it successfully.
18 years old,
yeah.
And you picked that up on an optometric examination?
Exam.
Just looking at her eyes.
Yeah.
Woo! I got to get you to repeat the story. This just happened recently, where somebody woke up in the morning and they weren't seeing well out of one of their eyes, and they immediately come over to Oliver Eye Associates.
Yeah.
Pick up the story from there.
Yeah, so he, 58-year-old guy, comes in and says, left eye is fine, right eye, I woke up and it was just a whiteout. It was completely white, no vision. And then about 30 minutes later, I had vision, but the vision was very mottled. It had gray and white little checkered board patterns all over the in that one eye. And so I started checking him and did a photo, and he had some hemorrhages all around the retina. And then I took my stethoscope and put the stethoscope on his carotid artery on both sides, listened for something called a Bruey. And sure enough, he had no blood flow in the carotid artery leading to that eye, so I sent him straight to cardiology. They confirmed it. He's going to have surgery, open his carotid artery up, get all that cleaned out. But really high risk for a stroke. I mean, a life-ending stroke. So very rewarding to be able to find that.
I was going to say, is there a week that goes by where you don't end up with an exam story like that, where somebody comes in, hasn't the slightest idea what the heck is going on?
Maybe not that extent,
right.
Like a life or death type of thing, but all the time, diabetics coming in, they don't know they're diabetic, and we find some things that are suggestive of diabetes, cholesterol issues, high blood pressure issues. See that routinely every day.
So why is it that, and we've talked about this before, dentists have done such a wonderful job of teaching us almost from day one that you got to go see them every 6 months. And yet, until your program hit the airwaves, I don't think anybody thought ever about going for an annual exam.
Yeah, it's getting a little better. You know, one of the first questions that I ask a patient when they come in, when was your last eye exam? And more than 50% can't tell me when their last eye exam was. Well, who was your last eye doctor? Well, I don't remember their name. I hadn't been there in such a long time. Luckily, that's getting better with education and with seeing patients in their families. We see third generations now that are coming in to our office. But back to your point of why optometry hasn't done a better job, I don't know. It's discouraging to know that what we can see and how we can see it, but yet we don't do as good of a job as the dentists do. You're right. And hopefully we're changing that.
And yet, anything medical, from what I've learned, the sooner you figure out there's a problem, the better the opportunity to fix it.
Yeah. It's so much easier to keep something stable or maybe even make it go away than to try to treat it when there's bad disease. If the nerve is dead or the nerve is dying, we really can't get that back. But if we can prevent it from dying and save the vision in glaucoma, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know, if you learn anything out of this program, it's about getting that annual exam. And it's not a big deal. I mean, an appointment at Oliver Eye Associates takes, what, less than a half an hour?
Doctor-patient time, probably less than a half an hour. Most patients are there for about an hour, if they're selecting frames or lenses or contacts.
But to have the exam done that we're talking about here, to look into your, you know, take your equipment and look into that eye, it's painless.
Yeah,
you don't
no pain.
Have to take any shots. You don't have to take your clothes off.
Nothing.
Just
no.
Sit in the chair and boom, yeah. It happens.
Simple eye drop. We test for glaucoma, but that's it.
So, when you talk about testing for glaucoma, one of the things that I know is very common in the world is not only glaucoma, but macular degeneration. And you've got some pretty sophisticated electronics in your shop. And I have fortunately been the guinea pig for some of that.
Right.
Because my mother, before she passed away, she was blind from macular degeneration.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, you know, the family lineage is there.
Yeah.
And I could be potentially one of those. Thank heavens I'm not. But that's something that you can pick up, start treating, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. There's macular degeneration comes in two varieties. There's dry and wet. The dry is the most common. Probably 90% of the people that have macular degeneration have dry. The wet is 5 to 10% of that, of the other. The wet is much more, it's a whole lot worse for the patient. You end up losing the central vision. There's a lot of bleeding involved with it inside the eye. And there's some treatment now where there's some injections of certain drugs to prevent the bleeding from happening.
Hmm.
But typically, it's only in wet that we do those injections. A lot of times patients don't know they have dry. A lot of times dry will convert to wet. And doesn't mean that if you're dry, that doesn't mean you're always going to be dry. Most people do stay at dry. But, you know, lifestyle changes are everything. Risk factors, there's risk factors for macular degeneration. Family history is the big one. But also the sedentary lifestyle, smoking cigarettes, a high-fat diet, not having enough fruits and vegetables in your diet, especially those green leafy vegetables like kale and spinach, more exposure to sunlight, more UV light that you've been exposed to. You know, risk factor management is big, and it starts as a kid. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Stop those hamburgers and french fries,
that's
right?
That's right.
So what is macular degeneration? Is it just a, I don't know, some kind of a film that builds up over your eye? I
mean, so in your eye, there's this area called the retina, and the retina is where the light is caught and then is sent to the brain. Well, the retina, part of the retina is called the macula. That's where you do all your fine-tuned seeing. If you look at someone's face to determine who they are, you're using your macula. Well, the macula, it starts developing these bumps called drusen that are in the macula, and they distort the vision. If you look at here at Substation 2, you look at these blinds, these horizontal mini blinds, they would look at it and they would be all twisted and missing and warped and curvy. And that's one of the early signs of that.
Hmm.
But it's a horrible disease. We tell patients, okay, you have macular degeneration, and we would just kind of watch them lose their vision. There was not a whole lot we could do. But now so many other things that we are able to do with the Avastin injections that we don't do ourselves. We use a retina doctor to do that.
But for people like myself who have a family history of this, you've got a vitamin supplement out there now called PreserVision.
PreserVision, yeah, made by Bausch & Lomb. It's an antioxidant zinc supplement that really, if you are genetically predisposed to get macular degeneration, there's nothing you can do to not get it except to die early, and that's not a good option. But you can decrease your risk. You can increase your age at which you develop symptoms, and you can also decrease the severity of the disease if you take these antioxidant zinc supplements.
So what my doctor is telling me here is I'm eventually going to get it. Is that what you're telling me?
Because you don't know that you're genetically predisposed. You know, if you did a genetic testing and found out, okay, but just because your mom had it doesn't mean you're going
to
get it.
Good. Glad to hear that. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take our mid-program break. Reminding that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Sherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, we all know what we do here at Substation 2. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, 6 days a week. There's a magical formula that this brain trust understands what it is. And at the count of three, we're going to tell everybody what it is. Are we ready? Look, I need Jane Peebles can do this. Are you ready now, Jane? Here's what we have to do, right? At the count of three, we're all going to say it together. Are we ready now? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right, have a walk. We'll be back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Comporium knows that back to school means back to homework. From what color is Fido, all the way to cotangent, it means back to study groups, study breaks, and study fights. Back to physics. William H. Taft and the clarinet. Oh, just keep practicing. We're more than your internet company. We're your studying just got fun again company. Comporium, always ready.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Scott Oliver is with us today. He's pinch hitting for State Representative Ray Felder. who's not feeling too good, and she said, I can't make it today. And I said, fine, we'll get you back here, and we'll pull from the bench. And here he is, Dr. Scott Oliver.
Thank you.
So, Doc, we're talking about these common ailments that are out there. Another thing that I've learned from doing these weekly shows that we do on WRHI, which are on Tuesdays, by the way, called Watch Your Eyes, is this blue light syndrome.
Right.
And we live in a world where everybody is looking at a screen on their desk, at home. Now we got them in our pockets. Everything that everybody wants is on a screen.
Right.
This has got to have some kind of an adverse impact on eyes.
It does. Two different avenues. So these cell phones, iPads, laptops, computers, they emit this high energy light that's called, for lack of a better term, blue light. And blue light does a couple of things to the eye. It increases, it stimulates our circadian rhythm in our brain that makes us not go to sleep very well, and doesn't let us stay asleep very long either. So with those people that are on Facebook at night, late in bed, and they put their phone down and they expect to go to sleep quickly, they don't really get a great night's sleep, which is probably most of America. We do have a blue light filter that we can actually put on the lenses. I have it on mine right now. It has no tint to it at all. It just filters out that blue light. And it decreases probably 75 to 80% of the light, the blue light that goes into the eye. So you're not getting the circadian rhythm in the brain. You're not getting the increased risk of that light to cause an early cataract or any type of macular changes at all.
Right.
That's a good, really good technology that's now available.
I'm reminded, again, of another one of the shows we did for Watch Your Eyes, when you had a patient in the exam room and her daughter, well, you immediately knew what I'm talking about, was just, I mean, she was screen crazy. Tell that story.
Which goes to another reason. It's not just blue light that affects the eye, too. It's when we're on these devices, our blink rate decreases. Our normal blink rate is like 16 blinks per minute. And when you're on a device of some sort, it goes down to 4 blinks per minute. So not near as much blinking that needs to happen. Well, this kid was in the examination room with the mother. I was examining the mother, and the kid had in her lap a laptop, her had an iPad, she had her iPhone, she had an Apple Watch.
My God.
And she was looking at all these things really efficiently at age 11 or 12. And I was just kind of watching through the side of a corner of my vision, and she was not blinking. Her you just don't blink when you're on those things. And so I asked the patient after I finished examining the mom, I said, can I take a look at your daughter's glands? There's these little oil glands in her lids called meibomian glands that secrete oil to our tears. And that's one of the things that decreasing blinking and blue light exposure, it kills those meibomian glands. And once they're gone. Well, we imaged her, and she had zero glands at age 12.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't come back. And so she'll be pretty miserable when she turns 30, 35. Bad, bad dry eye syndrome.
Ooh.
So when you're on a computer, when you're on a laptop, iPhone, iPad, frequent breaks. It doesn't take long. 5-10 second break every 30 minutes to 45 minutes is all you need to do. Look away from the screen, blink a few times, look out a window, and then get back at it. But frequent blinks will help that.
Well, you alluded to this dry eye syndrome. And apparently it's a pretty common problem.
Oh, it's huge. It's we have a dry eye clinic inside of our practice. My brother David does a really good job, in my opinion, on how to treat dry eye syndrome. I treat it also. It's a condition where the gland that produces the tears produces these inflammatory tears. And so you're getting these inflamed tears that are constantly poking you in the eye, and not a lot of burning, a lot of stinging, a lot of excessive watery, foreign body sensation. And we can treat that with certain medicines. But the other thing is, it can, the advent of all these devices, our blink rate is decreasing, and our meibomian glands are kind of shrinking too, and so we can treat that too with certain medicines too. Omega-3 fish oils are amazing for that.
So the key thing is to avoid, at least some people, to avoid the dry eye syndrome, is to pay attention to how much time you're looking at that
doggone
screen.
Screen time is huge, yeah.
And the next time you get a set of glasses, spend the extra $10 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's cheap. The Blue Guard is very, very inexpensive, and it's very beneficial.
Yeah. There's no tint in your glasses.
No, it's just
there.
Right.
So that leads me to talk a little bit about technology, because I've seen a couple generations of technology come in and out of Oliver Eye. I mean, you've got equipment now that in many cases allows you to see what you've never been able to see before.
Yeah. When I started practicing 33 years ago, and I practice so differently now than I did 33 years ago, we had the ability to see all the eye back 33 years ago, but we had to do some pretty significant testing, dilating people's eyes, using pretty significant cameras. Now we have this thing called an optos that takes a picture of the retina all the way out as far as we need to see and gives us digital imaging that is better than anything that I could imagine. It's an amazing procedure, camera. And a non-eye doctor created it. This guy in California had a daughter that had a retinal detachment. Took her to two or three different eye doctors, and they couldn't see it. And so she had a tear and a detachment, and she lost some of her vision. So he said, well, heck, I'm not going to let this happen again. So he created this engineer guy created this instrument called the optos. And he's not working anymore.
He's not. He's getting a salary from you.
That's right.
Good for him. So when we talk about all this technology, it gets us back to square one. We started this program talking about the need for an annual optometric examination,
right?
Something that has not been burned into people's brains yet, like the dentists have done in about checking your teeth every 6 months.
Right.
But it's because of all this technology, you are able to see all this stuff going on. And we're not talking about, can you read the eye chart? You can just download an eye chart and read it all day long. That is
right.
An optometric examination.
Yeah. And I think the AOA, the American Optometric Association, has done a good job informing patients about yearly exams. I don't think the general public is aware of how much we can see on an annual eye exam. Most people think, well, I can see. I'm driving fine. I'm not missing road signs or anything. I don't think I need an eye exam. And all of a sudden, it turns into 8 years later, and they still haven't had an eye exam.
Mm. So. Very quickly, we got about 30 seconds left. Mm-hmm. Should have gotten to this earlier. Detached retinas. Mm-hmm. If somebody wakes up in the morning and sees what?
So detachment typically has three symptoms: flashes of light, floaters, and like a window shade or a flag being pulled down in front of your vision. Call us right away.
Call you right away. Get in there. Don't fool around with it.
Uh-uh.
Again, modern technology, you can send them to somebody.
Yeah, retina can take care of it quickly.
Yeah, but it has to be done quickly.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Doc, thanks for pinch hitting here today. Appreciate you being
Manny
on the program.
Yeah.
Dr. Scott Oliver, Oliver Eye Associates there on Wilson Street. And, they do know what they're doing. That's why they've been there second generation. That's wonderful, wonderful information. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Doc, you know what we do here at Substation 2? We do fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, and there is a way that we do it. At the count of three, here we go. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful... yum, yum, yum. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.